This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Today on CityCast Pittsburgh, it's National Donut Day, or it will be tomorrow, and the CityCast squad is suffering from an aggressive sugar high this morning to get you ready for it. We scoured the city for the best donuts we can nab, and we have a bunch of recommendations for donuts to fit every taste. It's Thursday, June 1st. I'm Megan Harris, and here's what Pittsburgh's talking about. The full team is in person today. Lead producer Mallory Falk.
Hi.
Audio producer Maria Carter.
Hey there.
Newsletter editor Francesca DeBecco.
Hey guys.
And me. It's our Foodie Thursdays, and y'all, I'm not feeling well.
You said the full team is in the office, and we are indeed all full.
Truly. How's everybody doing?
You know, the sugar crash is hitting.
We got a great idea from our Las Vegas team. They suggested a National Donut Day episode, and we were all too happy to follow suit.
So curious how each of you would like define your ideal donut. Like, what makes a good donut to you?
I think for me, it needs to be sweet and like fluffy. I don't like a dense donut, which means a lot of times I'm not a huge fan of the cake donut. Ah. And, you know, I definitely like a good sweet, like I want it to be a treat.
You want some icing on
the top,
some cream on the inside.
I would say I like a little less sweet. You know, it has a good balance, just like the perfect layer of glaze. I can get down with a cake donut, I think, especially if you have like a cup of coffee on the side. It just, mwah.
Are you like an herby savory donut person?
I will try. I will reach out and you know, experiment for sure.
I think I've come to realize that the further something can taste from just like a plain original donut flavored donut, the more I like it. So I like something that maybe has some lemon or blueberry or some other flavor in the batter. I think the standard donut flavor is not my scene quite as much. And I also like something a little bit moist. I don't, you know, the drier. The
you like less. A soggy bottom?
I like a soggy bottom.
I feel like my taste shifted radically during this taste test, but we will get into that. So we were very particular about how we chose our spots.
Yeah, we actually wanted to make sure all of Pittsburgh was represented as much as we could. So we went for the four quadrants, north, south, east, west, and did our best to get a couple places from each.
And we also wanted a place that's open and has donuts available most days of the week, including in the morning. There were a lot of spots that I know are favorites that everyone loves, but that, you know, only have donuts in stock over the weekend, or you kind of have to guess when they might be open. There's no like reliable schedule. And so we wanted a place that when the craving hits, you know, you can get a donut. If you've got to bring in a box for the office, you'll be okay stopping in before work. That was an important criteria.
And there were a few noble efforts made on behalf of our team that were not successful. So we'll talk about those too.
I mean, yeah, it's like you almost have to be on a mission to be able to get donuts. You know, one part of this that I think is really fun is that we actually heard recommendations from you, our audience, the Hey Pittsburgh readers. They sent in all of their hot takes, and we're so excited to, you know, share some of those sprinkled throughout the episode.
Sprinkled. I love it. And then for our actual donut selections, we had some more criteria. We decided we would do one classic flavor, one wild card pick that we decided on, and then a shop choice. So if we asked them, you know, what's your favorite one in the bunch, they got to select their own. So let's get into it. We're going to do our heavy hitter neighborhood first. Maria, take us to the South Hills.
Yeah. Well, first up, I went to Madsen Donuts in Castle Shannon. They came to Pittsburgh about 2 years ago, but they've been in business in Geneva Lake on Lake Erie since 1938, and it's all the same recipes.
And we know from last week how Maria feels about Lake Erie.
Yeah, so that's yeah, I guess my biases are showing. There were three donuts we had. We had the glazed, a cinnamon stick, and then an iced cake donut with sprinkles. And before I say what I think, what did you all think?
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of say leave the sprinkles, or, you know, some old school Pittsburghers may call them Jimmies. I grew up saying that.
Yeah, I think people don't really use that term anymore for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
But I think just leave them up. I don't know. It's just too sweet.
Yeah, I would say that's not my favorite donut from there either. I really like the cinnamon stick. I think it has a good amount of cinnamon in the dough, which is really nice. And I like their glaze a lot. It's very sweet. And I think the donuts themselves are very fluffy and nice, which are kind of my like criteria.
Yeah, they were definitely airy.
Yeah.
Well, and I would say, you know, I wasn't necessarily drawn to the sprinkles, but the sprinkled donut actually had a hint of lemon that I really appreciated. And so for me, sprinkles I could take or leave, but I loved that like hint of lemon in the dough.
Yeah, that was nice.
Meanwhile, I think this was my very favorite of the glazed options that we tried. Mm-hmm. It was that perfect balance of like flaky glaze that like comes off. It was a nice crisp outer and then like a very fluffy, like, I don't know, nice crumb structure on the inside. It was perfect.
I would agree with you, Megan. Of the glaze that we tried, that I thought was by far the superior pick.
I'm with you. Well, if we've wrapped up that, let's move on to our other South Hills or South Side pick. Just Good Donuts in the South Side. It's on Carson Street. We got a glazed donut, a Buckeye, which is kind of an Ohio thing. It had peanut butter and some chocolate, and then another iced donut with sprinkles. These were all yeast donuts, by the way. And what did you guys think?
I appreciate a chocolate peanut butter moment, but I kind of wanted more peanut butter. Like, it wasn't enough. I wanted more, like, saltiness to combat. I see Megan shaking her head. She's not a peanut butter
fan. I wanted
fan.
A little more chocolate on that one that to too. Go with the peanut butter.
Maybe a chocolate donut, actually. Ooh, I don't know. Some sort of variation.
I completely disagree with both of you. I think I don't like peanut butter that much, but I think it was just fluffy and peanutty enough that it captured the original Buckeye flavor without punching me in the jaw.
Great. I think the hard part about it for me, I thought it tasted really delightful, but it was so rich. I couldn't take more than one bite. But in their defense, I had already tried like 10 donut samples at that point. So maybe if you're not trying this on a day when you're just pounding donuts left and right, you can get through the whole thing.
I mean, I know some people just love peanut butter. If that's your jam, this is your donut.
Yeah.
And I was a little underwhelmed by their glazed donut. I think their the dough itself was very non-sweet, and mm-hmm. the glazing was a little light. And to me, I just wasn't a huge fan of it.
It was just good.
Yeah.
Just good.
Megan, I know you have feelings that this spot really exemplifies the South Side. If the South Side were a donut shop, this would be it.
I feel like it's such a perfect encapsulation of the neighborhood. It's next to like fried, greasy food. It's right on Carson Street. A lot of their donut options are very colorful and over the top. I don't know. It feels like a great representative of the hood.
Yeah, I was going to say that Buckeye donut was probably the prettiest donut in a lot of ways. It was well put together.
The true showstopper.
Yeah.
It's got its going out top on.
That's great. And if you're sticking on the South Side, Hey Pittsburgh reader Isabella N. said that her favorite donuts are at Grandview Bakery in Mount Washington. She says they're outstanding and reasonably priced.
Some others that we had in contention were Party Cake Bakery in Brookline, another great old school option, and Duck Donuts got a lot of votes in Upper St. Clair.
Yeah. Next up, Mallory, let's head to the East End.
Yeah. So my first stop was Patty Cake Bakery. We got a number of Hey Pittsburgh readers recommending this spot. It's in Bloomfield on Liberty Avenue. It's been there for more than 30 years, and it really does have that kind of traditional old school feel when you walk in, like lots of goodies in glass cases. It smells like frosting as soon as you step in the door. The woman who I spoke to there recommended they have a glazed donut that's in the shape of a pretzel. So if, you know, your top criteria for a donut is a delightful shape, go for that. I also grabbed an apple fritter and a cinnamon swirl, which is like the size of my body.
I gotta say, this is a classic favorite for fried donuts. I don't know. Everything just hit the mark with me. I know it was one of the first ones we tried, but that giant cinnamon one had great flavor, like very cinnamony. And the apple fritter, like, wasn't too apple-y either.
Oh, totally disagree, Francesca.
No?
I tasted almost no cinnamon. Maybe I just got a bad bite, but I thought they all kind of tasted the same, honestly, which wasn't bad. It was like a solid donut taste, but I was like, I would just order the glazed.
Yeah.
And I do want to speak up in Patty Cake's defense. I might have accidentally chosen three that were all kind of close in taste. They just all came recommended.
I really like the fritter. I thought it was a good flavor. Also, I think I'm the only one that got a bite with apple in it, and that was a game changer. It was a really nice burst of flavor.
Reader Andrea weighed in. She said that the donut has a fluffy interior and the glaze is sweet and crackly, but not overpowering. It's like eating a sugar-coated cloud. She was talking about that giant cinnamon one.
You know, part of this whole experience is the customer service, what it's like to actually step into these bakeries. And Andrea also said that the counter ladies at Patty Cake are lovely people, and it always makes my day to stop in there. And I have to agree. I had a rough start to my morning, which we'll get into later when we talk about some of the trials and tribulations of finding donuts. And so to then step into this warm space that smelled of frosting with really kind women steering me in the direction of the giant cinnamon swirl was just perfect.
I love that.
Yeah.
I like that they could sense your energy, what you needed in that moment.
I just needed a pretzel-shaped donut. I also stopped by Oliver's in Lawrenceville. Hey Pittsburgh reader Zach L., really made a case for this one, including the fact that he said sometimes if you stop by their walk-up window, they have treats for your dogs, which, you know, that's the fastest way to my heart.
Cute.
So this is kind of the new kid in town. Oliver's was started a couple years ago by these brothers, Brian and Erwin Mendelson. They're the team behind this Lawrenceville-based development group called Botero.
And the Fulton Commons group in Manchester, that restaurant incubator space.
Yeah.
Row House Cinema. Too.
Yeah, their whole thing is turning these like old buildings into kind of hip spots. And so they opened the Lawrenceville Market House in an old bank building on Butler. And like, it's this retail space that's anchored by Oliver's Donuts. It all feels extremely Lawrenceville.
Mm-hmm. They were also very expensive.
They were. I was glad I was putting this on the company card. A half a dozen donuts here was $19.
No.
You can get a full dozen for less than that at Patty Cake. So this is going to set you back a little bit.
This is not the working folks donut.
It is not. I mean, one of them seemed to have glitter infused, which I think tells you everything you need to know.
That's at least a dollar there.
So I picked up the Huckleberry, which is apparently their signature flavor, the Rosemary Fig, which I guess they have seasonal donuts and Rosemary Fig is their new summer selection. And then there was one kind of classic option to help keep us within the parameters, which was cinnamon sugar. And then just for fun, I picked up the honey cardamom chocolate. I went a little extra because I had to bring back one with glitter. So what did y'all think of Oliver's?
Actually, even though I don't generally like cake donuts, I was going to put their Huckleberry in my top three. I really enjoyed that one. It was super fruity and flavorful, and I felt just really burst. You could see the Huckleberries in it, and I loved it. It was moist in a good way.
I did not care for it. That's literally the only one that I like had to put the bite down.
Your face when you bit into that said it all.
Yeah, I had to get up and go get a glass of water. It's just, it wasn't for me.
That's okay. I should have eaten the rest of yours, Megan.
On the contrary, the Rosemary Fig also had, you know, that sort of fruity element from the fig. I really like that. Like you said earlier, I kind of do like the herbal infused stuff. I thought it was really like just an interesting flavor combo.
It also had a nice lemony like icing to it. That was, I thought that really shone, you know.
It was really delightful and overall like fun flavors and not too sweet.
The rosemary one is the only donut of the bunch that we tried that I thought would actually be good with a cocktail.
Interesting. I actually thought that the rosemary and fig was just like a little too subtle for me.
Yeah,
I wanted it to come through more
strong. A little
more
fig I could have used in there.
The rosemary was there. Maybe just a little bit
more. I could smell the rosemary more than I could taste it.
Yeah. And they were beautiful to look at. And I did love the variety of flavors. But I think this confirmed for me that I'm kind of with you, Maria. Like cake donuts, not my favorite. I wouldn't say these were dry, but I think I'm just looking for something that has a little more moisture in it.
And we got a lot of notes about the East End from Hey Pittsburgh readers.
Yeah, Adam said that people get all hot and bothered about Oliver's Donuts and Orem's. He likes Khyber coffee the best. He says the flavors are tasty and interesting without being overpowering. And I actually have had Khyber. We didn't have them today, but they are really
because they don't have donuts except for 3 days a week.
Exactly.
So they're not in the running.
Yeah.
That spot's in Polish Hill.
Yeah. And they do. They're one of the only vegan options in the city. So if you're out there on those days, check it out.
We also got recommendations for Dana's in Homewood and Stockland's in Penn Hills.
Yeah, and all the way out in Delmont, we got Donut Chef on Route 22.
Hey, CityCast listeners. This episode is brought to you by the Pittsburgh Opera. You know, a few weeks ago, some friends and I went to La Traviata, and I confess, it was my very first opera. But yins, it was incredible. So I was very excited to see that they've got a new show coming to the Byam Theater. It's April 27th through May 5th, called The Passion of Mary Caldwell Dawson. It's about a real person, a Pittsburgher and heroine, who in 1943 is managing a million moving pieces with the National Negro Opera Company. They're all set to perform on a floating barge just to avoid all the segregated venues, but bad weather strikes and they've got to figure out a way forward. If you want to know what happens next, you'll just have to attend. The show is in English. It does have a little dialogue. It's kind of short for something operatic, just over an hour, and tickets start at just $15. There are all kinds of discounts for students, teachers, seniors, and veterans. Plus, the Pittsburgh Opera's new rideshare program gives patrons up to $60 worth of Uber vouchers to get them to and from the show. If this sounds up your alley, get your tickets now for The Passion of Mary Caldwell Dawson at pittsburghopera.org.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
So over in the north side, I went to Sorgel's Orchards in Wexford, I think is technically the postal code, but it's right off Interstate 79. They're a family farm. If you've never been there, most people go usually in the fall for apple picking or pumpkins. But I didn't realize they started back in 1850 with the original patriarch's immigration.
I like how I was calling patty cake old school at 30 years old, 37 years old.
But now they have farmland all over Allegheny and Butler counties, and they always have a donut counter. I got an apple fritter, a powdered sugar. That's what they chose for me. And then I had no idea that they made these year round, but they have their apple cider donuts at the counter too.
I will absolutely take this donut year round. Like, no questions asked.
This is upsetting information because I didn't need to know that I could get them anytime.
I found their apple cider donut a little underwhelming. I did like their powdered donut. It had some, I feel like maybe nutmeg in it. That
the powdered one was actually my favorite. Yeah. I think I need the like scent of fall and crisp leaves and like actual cider in my life for the apple cider to hit the right way.
Okay, I took one bite and just felt like I was instantly transported to the fall, which like we're in a heat wave right now. It's getting up to the 90s and this was like a nice reprieve. I
was like
shocked.
Maybe I only like apple cider donuts because I'm really hungry by the time I get there, having driven to a farm to get them. So maybe that's the issue there. But I also love their apple fritter. It was so apple-y and so good.
Cinnamony.
It felt like an apple pie donut combo that of my dreams.
Yeah, I think if you want like your hint of apple, then the patty cake fritter is the way to go. Mm-hmm. And if you just want that overwhelming, overpowering appleness, which I appreciate, and you then know, you've got to go to Sorgel's.
And you know they use their apples. Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
And the next one that we went to, you can find anywhere. I chose a North Hills location just out of fairness, but we went to the Giant Eagle. Got to keep it humble around here. Originally founded in Pittsburgh in 1918. They, according to Forbes, they're the 36th largest privately held company in the nation. 200 supermarkets, and I'm pretty sure they sell donuts at nearly every one of them, not to mention the get-goes too. This time I chose the classic chocolate, so like not glazed all the way around, just that nice coating on top. A buttercream filled chocolate. They said that was the store favorite. They make them almost around the clock. And then a glazed sour cream cake donut that just sounded super appealing. I don't know. What did y'all think?
The sour cream sounded appealing, but I felt like it tasted a little too much like actual sour cream. Like I felt like I should be dipping some potato chips in there, which isn't what I want in a donut.
Yeah, it kind of had an aftertaste to it that I was just like, I like the idea. I've liked other sour cream donuts. This wasn't for me.
Now that you mention it, I kind of get what you're saying about the aftertaste, but I think compared to all of the other sweet donuts we were eating, it was just like a nice balance.
I really, really like the sour cream one, but I also picked it. Also, shout out, I did not get it because I didn't want to indoctrinate anyone, but their blueberry cake donut is so fire. Ooh. I love it.
I really and you denied you us that, Megan. Yeah.
I didn't know. Now I know.
I will say, I am not like, I don't like donuts generally that are filled with things, but I could get on board with this buttercream filled donut that you brought. That's the Giant Eagle favorite. Like, it didn't feel overwhelmingly like you didn't bite in and like this gloppiness spilled everywhere.
That was definitely my favorite from Giant Eagle. It's something, if I were to get any of those donuts again, that would be the one I got.
So as we're moving from the north to the west, we're getting into the efforts that did not pan out. Francesca tried to go to Father and Son Family Bakery in Observatory Hill. It didn't work.
Yeah, no, they weren't open. It actually looks like they're out of business or working on the building there. I don't know. But it used to be Shores, which was like a family favorite bakery in the neighborhood.
And I really wanted to get some Orem's donuts because we got so many recommendations. All over the internet. They're based in Beaver Falls, but they have donuts in shops all over the city, the region. But they only have donuts in those shops on Saturdays. So it didn't work out. And then over in the West End, Mallory, I think you take the cake, the cake donut for effort this morning.
Yeah. So, I mean, far and away, the most recommended donut was Better Made in Crafton Heights. Everyone was saying these are the best donuts. But when you read anything about it, it seems like, you know, it's very hit or miss when it's open, what the hours are. It's also super popular. Like, it's only open until the first round of donuts runs out. So you're supposed to get there super early and wait in line. And once the last donut is gone.
Which you did.
Which I did. I woke up at 5:30 so I could get there by 6:30 when it opened.
This is a good boss, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen, my commitment to this team is real. Got there at 6:30 and then I'd read online like 6:30 seems like a suggested opening. So I sat in my car on the side of the road until 7. No one was lining up, which seemed to tell me that like it wasn't going to happen today. And like maybe this disqualifies me as a donut judge, but like there are some things I will wake up at 5:30, cross a bridge for, try my luck for. I just don't know that donuts is one of them. Maybe if I had tried like the glory that is a Better Made donut, I would feel differently. Maybe if I'd gotten in, this whole like we open when we want to open would feel charming. But instead, I just was feeling so grumpy sitting in my car.
Oh, man, you put in an effort. We actually had a reader write in and say that these are his favorite, Jesse S. But he said that they haven't been open lately, and he wants to know if the owner, Ken, is okay. He said that he got sick back in February and was in the hospital for a while. He said that the last time that he saw him was in March, and he talked about being on the mend and wanting to make up for lost time. He said he hopes he's okay. So does anybody know? How's Ken doing?
Yeah, if you know Ken, if you're out there, let us know you're okay. You've got a lot of fans in the city. We're pittsburgh@citycast.fm.
Yeah, and Ken, I'm really sorry for the rant if you just went up for it today. But based on my Googling,
he wasn't up
it
for
seems
it either,
like,
so.
Yeah, I was going to say, based on my Googling, it seems like this is kind of the way that it operates sometimes.
And Pittsburgh being what it is, we wouldn't be able to do a conversation about the best of anything without an honorable mention, rest in peace section. Valkyrie Donuts, of course, in Bellevue. That recently closed. We had a shout out for Spack Brothers, which pre-pandemic used to sell donuts and vegan donuts, which is a rarity around here. O'Leary's Donuts on Route 88 used to apparently kill the game. And then Freedom Farms Donut Shop in Butler. I don't know. I love it. I love that everyone's still rooting for shops that aren't actually open or making donuts anymore.
Yeah. So Pittsburgh.
So I guess final thoughts. What was everyone's favorite?
I am shocked to discover that I actually think I like glazed donuts, which is not something I would have said. Actually, we had this discussion leading up to this, and I was against getting glazed donuts at all. They were my favorite across the board, and I'm ashamed that I've become this bland.
I would say my thought is I'm not a regular at Madsen's, but I go there maybe once a month. And I think the donuts that are close to you are easy to get that you can get, you know, if you like them. Go for that.
We love accessibility.
Yeah,
around
exactly.
Here.
I mean, who wants to get up at like 6 a.m. and drive places to get donuts?
Mallory, what about you?
So I'm a little ashamed to say that my favorite, my winner of the day, is just the spot that's been my favorite since I was a kid, which I wasn't expecting. But Sorgel's for me is the true winner. Apple cider donuts are my favorite kind of donut, but I thought across the board it was just the strongest contender. I guess because of that, like, punch you in the face apple taste, like, it moved away from the plain donut flavor. And yeah, I'm going to go with Sorgel's. It's, you know, tried and true.
I'm going to say Madsen, surprisingly. Oh. Francesca, you?
Well, I really loved the unique flavors of Oliver's donuts. I think my favorite was the giant cinnamon glaze from Patty Cake. Mm. It was just so classic. It felt like sitting at my grandma's table and she just opened up like a box of whatever goodies she got recently from like the local bakery. And yeah, it was just a very nostalgic feeling. I like that one.
Maria, what about you?
I'm going to go very controversial here, Megan, for you. I'm going to go with the Huckleberry. I just thought it was a real burst of flavor and a shocker for me that how much I like that cake donut and would have it again.
Wow. So you chose a cake donut and I chose a glazed. Yeah. We're really switching teams here.
Yeah, it's Freaky Friday.
I love that the takeaway is there's no single best shop. Everyone just has their own unique thing they're looking for.
Well said.
And well fed.
That's all for today here on CityCast Pittsburgh. Before we go, a quick shout out to our dear lead producer, Mallory. It is her 1-year CityCast anniversary. We're so glad she's on the team. There's no one that I would rather have as a partner in crime on this show. It's so much fun that she's here. I'm just so grateful for her presence. If you have an idea for a food-focused show, give us a buzz. You can call or text 412-212-8893. We promise we're not going to answer, but if you have an extremely hot take, we may call you back, maybe. And definitely check out our Friday newsletter because it is full of food news from all over our region. New openings, big events, even, God forbid, a few closures. Francesca always has you covered. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. See y'all soon.
It's donut day with the girls.